I wouldn't have moved out of Fife, because I love the place. I was born and bred in Fife, and I'll be in Fife.
Aye. We went to Leven, we went to Kinghorn, we went down as far as Dunbar, and down Ayrshire, looked at caravan sites, because we wanted to be sure. But something always dragged us back to Petticoat. I was always used to coming holidays when I was young to Kinghorn. I had friends and family that were running the fun fair in Burnt Ireland.
I've seen their shows and they seem quite fun. They like the food that they serve there, like cotton candy and stuff.
It gets you away from the day-to-day hustle. It gives you that bit of relaxation.
And with their dream caravan, they've got a handy beach to walk their 10 dogs.
They're elegant, glamorous. I'm elegant and glamorous. I probably look more like my Dachshunds, wee and fat.
Got a French bulldog. Nah, that's my life. That's what's taken me through all the hard things in life. Dogs get you through it all. They're my life. That's what I work and live for.
I just enjoy doing it. It's better than sitting in the house. That's the other bit. Yeah. I mean, I get mucked about and all that, but I enjoy it. That's what it's about. If you enjoy it, you do it better.
Yeah. I fancy a hammock, I'll be honest. I've always wanted a hammock. And these curtains, these are terrible. Helmets, I don't know when helmets went out of fashion, but again, you know, we've just got to work with what we've got at the moment. In the Elka's bedroom here, you can see that, you know, we've got a cat, so we could probably just about try and swing it, but I'm not sure we would get away with it. And in our bedroom, it's actually a slightly different colour of grey. We've not quite got 50 shades, but we've certainly got 3 anyway, and then by the time we get a few more, I've no idea about what my wife has in store for the colourings in here. It's completely, I'll just turn up my paintbrush and I'll just do what I'm told. I'm a big fan of the film The Shining, and it's where a guy gets kind of cabin fever because he's stuck in a remote location, probably with no TV. So the last thing I want to do is put any extra strain in my family with that, you know. So I probably will cave in and probably will get a TV at some point. Rather than us all go berserk.
I love this place. It's hard to explain it. It really is hard to explain it. It's, I love the people. Yeah, I love the guys I'm working with. They're great guys. As you've seen, we have such a laugh. It's such a unique place, I think.
Thanks, gorgeous.
That's mine. That's yours.
It's mine.
Well, you're awfully grumpy today, aren't you?
I'll apologise now for any singing I do.
Can you imagine that?
I've always kept myself fit. I didn't drink or smoke. I didn't hate sex and I didn't go with strange women. I said that to the doctor and she says, "Now why do you no go with strange women?" I said, "Because I don't know any."
What's your name?
He was just a bloody pest. A bloody pest, that's what he was. But he was a good pest, to be honest with you. I used to like him. I still do. But he was a pest. He was a bloody nuisance at times. Aye. Oh, I come out with some things. I'd go kick his arse one day.
That was fun.